Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The enemy is always trying to get you to accept something. And the way he gets you to accept it is if he can get you to say it. This is happening to me. I have this. I can't do this. My arthritis. If you say so. My bad knee. My weak eye. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
The scripture said, let the weak say,
I am strong.
What? Let the weak say,
I
can't get around. No, let the weak say. You need to learn to do what Jesus did. He's our example. There is no better example. He said, if you believe on me, the works I do, you'll do also. And Jesus spoke to things.
Amen.
And they changed. And if something's not doing what it should, you say, body, you're my body. Listen to me, kidneys, work. Function properly. Listen to me, lungs, clear up in Jesus' name. I'm not talking about me doing that for you. I'm talking about you doing that for yourself. Talk to it. Speak to it. And if you need to speak to it again tomorrow, you do. And the next day, you do. Speak to your brain. Speak to it. Be perfect. Be normal. If there's been any damage, be restored. Can God do it? Easy for Him. But He's got to have some cooperation with us. And it's not about what He can do. It's about what we will receive.
Yeah.
What we'll believe, what we'll receive.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. 1 Corinthians 3, are you there? 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. Talking about the incorruptible seed of God's Word that lives and abides forever. The Spirit of God through Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. What did Paul plant? He came to them and preached the gospel to them and taught them about the gospel. They had never heard it before, so it was planting. Later, Apollos, who we know to be a teacher, he came and taught them, no doubt on some of the same subjects, but he taught them about things they had already heard. And so it watered the seed that God used Paul to plant. But God is the one that makes the seed grow and produces the results, gave the increase. So we need both. We need the planting of the Word that we've never heard before, but that's not all. Just because you've heard something, the Word of God, that's not the end, it's the beginning.
Amen.
And that seed must be watered with some of the same Word to keep it active and to cause it to develop and continue. Just like a seed germinates, puts roots down and eventually begins to sprout up. That's exactly how the Word of God works. I'm believing for revelation to dawn on all of us about the miraculous Word seed. It's not about knowledge. See, people have developed their minds and they're with their education, but they haven't developed their spirit. And so they try to make everything mental. And everything's not mental. God's not mental, God's spirit. And you're a spirit. You have a mind, but you're not a mind. You're a spirit. And God's Word is spirit. John 6:63, Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit. And they are truth. And they are living seed. When the Lord says something to you, He's not just informing you. If you'll receive it, He's implanting something in you that will develop and change you inside and out. Do you believe it, friends?
Yes.
When this dawns on us, we will treat the Word differently, with much greater respect. We'll desire it much more, and we'll respond to it differently. He said, keep reading, neither is he that plants anything or he that waters, but God that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. And that's what we do get reward for. The scripture in this passage talks about that in the day when all things are judged, a lot of things will be shown to be wood, hay, and stubble. And the fire will consume them, and they won't last, they won't continue, and they won't get any reward for it. There'll be a lot of stuff that's a great big pile of stuff, but it won't last. It's not eternal. When the fire judges it, it goes up in smoke. But everything that's done by the direction of the Lord, by the direction of the Spirit, and with His Word, it lasts forever. It's precious jewels and gold and silver that'll only be refined by the fire and will last. He said, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. The Amplified says, you are God's garden and vineyard and field under cultivation. Said out loud, I am. God's garden. God's vineyard,
His field.
What do you do with a field? You plant it. You plant it. A field is to be planted. And the way God does everything is with His Word seeds. The way He does everything. The planet you and I are on, that we live on, the star that's giving us light outside, came into existence because God released word seed.
Amen.
You talk about the power of an atom bomb in a small case. It don't compare to a word God speaks.
Amen.
When God speaks a word, He's not just saying. He never just says. When He speaks, He creates.
Amen.
He changes.
Hallelujah.
He heals. He supplies. He delivers. He restores. If you couldn't do a thing, when God tells you to do it, now you can. Why? Because He told you. His words are not just instructions, they're enablings. When Peter saw Jesus walking across the water, he said, if that's you, tell me to come. Could Peter walk across the water at that moment?
No.
Not any more than you could or me. But what did Jesus say? Come. Can Peter walk on the water now?
Yes.
Yeah, he can. Why? Because this is not just an invitation. This is not just an instruction. This is an empowerment. This is an enablement, because this is a living, incorruptible word seed.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When you're reading the Bible and the Spirit of God is quickening it to you, it's the same thing. It's incorruptible word seed. When there's teaching and preaching, and it's the Word and it's anointed, it's word seed. Not everything that everybody preaches is word seed.
Right.
There's a lot of dud seed. But if it's the Word and it's anointed, it's living. It's eternal. It's incorruptible. And if you'll receive it, it will do miraculous things in you, in your spirit, in your mind, in your emotions, in your body, in your marriage, in your family, in your finances, in your profession. Hallelujah. Brother Schambach, great tent preacher, used to say, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. Well, how do you get faith? All you need is a word from God. Right? Because then that word can give you faith. And with that faith, that faith overcomes the world. It can overcome any problem. Praise be to God. Go to Luke 8, please. Well, the more I preach this, the more it grows. It seems like at some point we need to get past the introduction. But y'all plan on coming back? Or you don't have to do everything today. Luke 8, verse 4, is some of the most amazing teaching that Jesus gave us about word seed. Word seed. It says, when much people were gathered together, they were come to Jesus out of every city, he spoke a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Keep reading for the next several verses. Some fell upon a rock. As soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns. A thorn sprang up with it and choked it. Other fell on good ground. How many like when you talk about the good ground? Good ground. And sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Keep going. His disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? He said, to you it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see and hearing they might not understand. Just because you hear the word doesn't mean you get it.
Right. Amen.
Jesus said, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Everybody say this out loud. The seed is the word of God. Say it again. The seed is the word of God. One more time. The seed is the word of God. Word seed. Hallelujah. I'm excited about word seed. I don't know if you can tell it or not, but I'm stirred up about this. The seed is the word of God. So how does the word work? Like a seed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.